Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. I trust all is well with you early in the morning, as it is. And God is so good to us, He's going to give us a good day. No matter what comes our way, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. So you be encouraged, be strong, be courageous, meditate on God's word day and night, just like He told Joshua. And just like He's told us over in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, think on these things. Get your mind harnessed. Don't let yourself become depressed and discouraged. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That was a real revelation to me. You know, it's like we live in this area close to the atomic nuclear plant, and there are places there that have probably hot spots where, in order to go and deal with certain things, you need to have a special suit on that will protect you from the radiation. And maybe even after you come out, you have to take special showers to stay clean and free. And I was thinking about that in relationship to that scripture, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And there is spiritual radiation that exists. There is spiritual negativism that comes at us, and it will get us down. It will destroy us if we allow it to happen. But the command is put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now, what would be a spirit of heaviness? Wouldn't that be depression, discouragement, despair? You know, the D's, discouragement, despair, they come at us. And how do we protect ourselves against that? We put on the garment of praise. All right, then brings us to what is praise? Praise is thinking on good things. Praise is remembering the times that we were oppressed, we were down, we were attacked, but God brought us through it. Praise. If you have a tooth that's just absolutely killing you, and you go to a dentist and they're able to administer truth to that tooth, fill it, pull it, do whatever's necessary with it, and they do it in such a way it doesn't cause a lot of pain to you, and that your healing is good, there's no infection gets in there, and you're out and about and you run across somebody that's having a terrible toothache and you say, listen, let me tell you about this wonderful dentist that I know. Let me tell you about this place that you can go and have that fixed. And I'm telling you, this dentist is good. He is really good. Well, that's praise. And so begin to think about the times that you were under attack and God has brought you through, and meditate on those things and then begin to thank Him. You know, a thankful person is a person that's going to stay above the fray. Thank you, Jesus, for the times you brought me through these horrible situations. And I know because you are faithful, you don't change, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know that you're going to bring me through this one. So you begin to put on that garment of praise, that garment of thanksgiving. You can sing it if you want. You know, we have praise songs, we have hymns. A merry heart worketh good like a medicine. Command is making melodies and spiritual songs in your heart. Do it, but don't let the enemy bring you down. Now, see, these are truths. Our young people don't know them. They're not being taught them. And so how do they handle depression? How do they handle discouragement? How do they handle despair? Alcohol, drugs, other methods, other means that are negative. And it's like here you got the enemy creating the problem, and then the enemy comes up with the answer, which if followed is only going to create more problems. That's just the way the devil's kingdom works. But if you will put on God's truth and become obedient to it, you can begin to be victorious over these things that's taking other people down and causing premature death. You know, the 91st Psalm's a great psalm. If you've never read it, you should read it. And part of the phrases there is, thy truth shall be my shield and buckler. you know, the Roman soldier had two kinds of shields. They had the big shield that they could lock together and stand behind it, and they could resist attacks from the front. Then they had long spears, which they could reach over that shield with and destroy the enemy. But then there's another type of shield. It's a small arm shield, and it's called a buckler. And you can move that around to catch arrows, different things, sword blows, and so forth. And so in Psalm 91, it says, "Thy shield," or "thy truth shall be my shield and buckler." God's word will protect us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. He will protect us, but we've got to know that truth, and then we've got to wield it. I think we need to speak it. I think we need to confess it. We need to resist the devil, and he's going to flee from us. And then another part of that psalm says, "Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." You know, I've always learned a whole lot more by watching people do it wrong than I have over the years by watching them do it right. You can learn both ways. But I've always been very cognizant of bad things happening to people. And I asked the question, why did that happen? Why did that occur? And generally, you can find that there was a biblical precept that was violated that opened the door for the enemy to come and do what he does, which is steal, kill, and destroy. And so Psalm 91 says, "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." You see people sinning, see people doing things that are in violation of God's truth, violating the Ten Commandments. Maybe it doesn't happen. If every experience like that was an Ananias and Sapphira experience, you know, those two that came in and lied to the Holy Spirit and to Peter, and they were struck dead right there. I guess if every time we sinned, we were struck immediately dead, it would sober people up a lot. But then in the end, since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, there wouldn't be any of us left. So God extends mercy to us. But we need to figure out that what God has said for us to do will bring life. What the enemy tries to do is move us away from that truth, make us defenseless, and bring us down. Listen to what Psalm 1 says. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away," which brings you back to the scripture, 91st Psalm. "Thy truth shall be my shield and buckler." I'm going to meditate on God's word. That's my truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And then in John, it begins with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Well, the Word flesh was Jesus. He is the Word. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the way. And so as we meditate on what he has given us to do, we open up our eyes and see what happens to the wicked who make bad, bad choices. Then we begin to adjust our way to his way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. And God's blessings begin to flow into my life, my family's life, my business's life, into all that I touch, because I am touching it with life. Jesus is our freedom.